Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory, 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 oh, glory, glory.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know the voice. It's Leland Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I do not know what it is that you people do at 11 o'clock in the morning, but whatever it is that you do, I'm happy that you do that with me. It's an open line today. Now, you know the rules. Open line doesn't mean you get to talk to me about quantum physics and celestial science, and it doesn't mean that you get to spew absolute rhetoric and hate speech. It doesn't mean that you get to, you know, juxtapose whatever magical, fanciful idea that you may have in your mind against reality. It means that I'm not going to hold anyone to any specific topic this morning. It also doesn't mean that you get to call me and talk to me for 3 nonstop minutes about the PLP. Let me also make that clear. All right? Now, there are some things, however, that I would like to put out there. You can let me know how you feel about them. But we don't have to stay, you know, on that exact trajectory this morning. All right, so the assessment has come in. And whether you agree and or otherwise with the assessment, it is reasonable to assume, from reading the articles by Kendia Dames or from simply just taking a stroll in and around the communities that make up the Bahamas, that this government isn't exactly shiny. They aren't exactly having a yabba-dabba-do time, if you will. The prime minister, in his own words, kind of concedes the fact that we've had a difficult time. I mean, we've been derailed. We spent 3 years dealing with absolute travesties. And as such, our government's policies haven't quite come to fruition over the last 4 years. We lost 3 years, and basically we've really only had 1 year to govern, but we will get everything done in time. The Prime Minister somehow still imagines in his mind, whether it is him or the little green man that he talks to, that he will undoubtedly get a second term for whatever that is worth. And I don't know if the man is really green or not. It could be a red man, I don't know. But for whatever that is worth, I'm not exactly sure if that is what I hear when I move around the communities of the Bahamas, all right? In the social circles that I hang out in, and who knows, I accuse them often of living in echo chambers. Maybe I'm the one that's in the echo chamber. Maybe the people that I hang around are just that tainted with polarization that they cannot see the wonderful, bountiful blessings that the FNM has bestowed on us, the Negroes. And so maybe I'm wrong. But I do not get the general tone that the people are just, you know, waiting in double Dutch mode to go and kick down the door and vote the Free National Movement back in. That's just not what I get. Notwithstanding that, though, I wonder whether or not we, as an electorate, simply cannot be satisfied. Is it our desire for perfection in government is one that is outside of the realm of human capability? Is it possible that no matter what happens, we simply will not ever, as an electorate, be we will never be satisfied. We will always want more. We will always complain. And even if somehow they manage to take milk of the Mount of Herod, right? We would somehow still find fault. I then ask, if you are so uncomfortable, dissatisfied with exactly what happened over the last 4 years, right? If you are so unpleased with what has transpired in this administration over the last 4 years, then what exactly do you think should have been done differently? I've stated publicly before that I personally would have at no time in a tourist economy shut down my capital city. I don't care if the plane was blowing up with COVID, if fire was coming off the wings of the plane with COVID on it. I don't care. I wasn't shutting my capital city down. That's just me. I believe that the lockdowns have been... I think we find ourselves in a position now where lending institutions are going to have no other choice but to write off debt soon. Other than that, I won't be able to calculate reasonably how people will ever be able to catch up. And so there are obviously some things that could have been done differently. In the instance of Abaco, which is the government's second Achilles heel with which they kind of fell short as the government, I think that they could have been a little more forthcoming with information. Everything didn't need to be so hodgepodge. I think they ought to have had a more linear means of communication. But that's just what I think. And so I want to know, what do you think? Because it is easy to say that they failed at governance, right? But maybe we are just a people that cannot be satiated. We may just be people who salivate at the opportunity and the idea of a new government. We may be political Israelites. And you know what the Bible says about the Israelites? They go a-whoring after other gods. So maybe politically, we are like political Israelites, and we are whores for what is new and shiny, and we always want a new government because we always see it as an opportunity for us to kind of get something, and we're willing to trade the value of nation building and nationhood and development for that, right? Outside of that, I see the Minister of Social Services is somehow getting himself in. I can't exactly explain how the same minister that says that it is unreasonable for poor people to expect that the government will make them whole, and by whole, I don't think he can't be meaning in the sense of insurance terminology, right? Because the insurance company makes you whole, and that is to put you in the identical state that you would have been in had the tragedy not occur. I don't think that's what the people are asking for. So I think his language is curiously interesting in the Jenny Street incident. But what is even more interesting, and we need not pretend like we do not know, that the first 2 years of his tenure was spent with people trying to prove his citizenship, right? Or questioning his citizenship. And so you do not want to have your good evilly spoken of. And I think he's finding himself in a precarious position where quite possibly, because of what has transpired in the early days, there's questions by certain facets of the community about whether or not he was in fact, Bahamian, like we like to say, that he is now showing an exacerbated level of sympathy or empathy towards the people that are having their houses broken down. Now, I share the position that many of those people are Bahamians anyway. Dion folks have said that most of the people living in these shanty towns are Bahamians. I share the position that if you, as the government, do not prevent people from building illegal structures, then you must now confine yourself to the court and its calendars if you're going to have those structures removed. I think the government has allowed themselves to be put in an interesting position through their own slackness of not continuing to monitor the development on the ground in Abaco. And I don't know how, because they create a whole ministry and a whole, an authority to deal with it, right? But I think the Minister of Social Services, right, this is possibly one of those times where he shouldn't have said it, but he should have gone by the principle that he had been taught in the new year of 2018. He should have just keep minding his own business for this half of the year. Because what's happening now is it sounds as though there is no real policy. And I can be wrong, but it sounds to me, based on the minister's utterances, that there is no real policy for how we trigger social benefit. There is no real policy, it appears to me, listening to the minister's utterances, for how whole we are to make people. Because I imagine that if you give the people through Jenny Street the structure back, man, they will buy their TVs themselves. They will buy the beds themselves. They will buy the furnishings themselves. They will possibly be donated the clothes. I don't imagine that the people of Jenny Street anticipates that the government will make them whole. Imagine that they anticipate that there will be a level of social assistance. The question becomes, what is the uniform standard of social assistance? What are the triggers to receive the uniform standard of social assistance? How far is the social assistance allowed to go for people with status issue? And how long do we intend to allow people with constitutionally protected rights to have status issues? These are all things that I'm asking after listening to the minister, Frankie Campbell. And, you know, he can call me and let me know whether or not there is, in fact, some sort of handbook he's reading out of. But I'm going to let you hear the minister's utterances, and then the phone lines are going to be open. Take me to the clip for the minister, Frankie Campbell, in the Jenny Street incident.
Residents who once lived in these apartments now left sifting through the rubble to see what can be recovered. Police say the fire broke out around 3 a.m. on 7th Terrace in Fritz Lane. Upon arrival, they met the top level of a two-story structure in flames.
The units responded, and on their arrival, they met a two-story structure engulfed in flames. The officers proceeded to extinguish the fire. And shortly after 6 a.m., the fire was extinguished, and they made a search of the building and discovered the body of charred remains.
Shantytown residents affected by demolition exercises will be eligible to receive housing assistance regardless of their status, according to Social Services Minister Frankie Campbell. His comments follow demolition exercises on Abaco and an announcement by Works Minister Desmond Bannister that a similar exercise will begin on New Providence soon.
There are emergency situations that set aside the question of status. So based on the urgency of the crisis, certain procedures are set aside to save lives. Depending on the mildness, for lack of a better word, of the situation, then there are qualifying categories.
Now, the Social Services Minister also giving the assurance that Shantytown residents that may not be Bahamian citizens have no reason to fear and are urged to come in for assistance if needed.
Social Services is not the Department of Immigration. Social Services is concerned about the humanitarian need of an individual. That is our concern. Other departments will do their job, and I'm sure they won't be impeded. But we have a job that is separate and apart from that.
The Ministry of Works led the charge in demolishing 45 structures in an Abaco shantytown in late April. In a statement Friday, human rights experts said the forced evictions and demolitions would force residents into homelessness and extreme poverty. PLP leader Philip Davis also opposes the move, saying government should wait until the judicial review on the demolition of shantytowns is complete. Amid the ongoing demolition debate, Campbell said it is his ministry's role to step in during tough times.
Whenever there is a crisis, be it man-made or natural, that results in a humanitarian need, the Ministry of Social Services, in particular the Department of Social Services, kick in to meet those needs based on available resources.
He also said Abaco shantytown residents won't be left out.
Nothing that we in the Ministry of Social Services do is New Providence-centric. So all the services that we offer here in New Providence, because this is where we are headquartered, we have agents in all of our family islands that offer the same services with the same qualification.
Reporting for Our News, I'm Berthany McDermott.
And so that is the Minister of Social Service. That is the Minister of Social Service in the instance that the government has decided to demolish homes in Abaco, right? And the minister is saying things like social services is responsible for humanitarian need. He goes on to say that whenever there is a crisis, man-made or otherwise, social service kicks in to meet the needs of people. Well, if that is the criteria, then that sounds expressly like what the situation in Jenny Street is, right? We found a clip from Jenny Street. Take me to the clip from Jenny Street.
Firefighters rushed to tackle the major blaze that left several families homeless tonight. All this unfolding as residents lined the street in disbelief. Greg Bullard heard his sister screaming, "Fire, fire." When he walked outside, Bullard saw a utility pole had caught on fire and flames were destroying his neighbor's homes. His biggest fear was that the blaze would eventually spread to his family's home just across the street.
Sad, it's so sad. Come out and see. I mean, I know the houses all my life and the persons who live across. Even the latest through the rows, you know, it's strange. I mean, it's unreal. It's hard. Two set of family live in the house there. That's five persons there, I think, three here, and I opened about another five in the house over there.
Any kids in any of these houses?
Children live in the house there, and there's a young boy that, in the house there, that's it. The other has adults, an older lady, a 96-year-old lady across the street here.
Press liaison Officer Audley Peters giving brief details on the scene as the investigation into what caused the fire is still underway. Peters confirming that an elderly woman was taken to the hospital for fire-related injuries.
The fire department received reports of a structural fire that occurred on Jenny Street. The units responded, and on their arrival, they met three structures engulfed in flame. The officers began to tackle the fire, and moments later, two other additional units came to assist with extinguishing the flames. As it stands, we understand that there are 10 structures that were affected. Six of them were destroyed, and four was partially destroyed. A 99-year-old female was taken to the hospital as a result of treatment as a result of the smoke inhalations.
Member of Parliament for Anglesey Glen is Hannah Martin, and the PLP's candidate for the area were on the ground as they vowed to assist families in the aftermath of the blaze.
This is a very, very sad day today. However, though, when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. We will assist the people in this community to get back on their feet.
And so the story reads, it says, if we expect in every incident that the government will make us whole, that is unrealistic. Campbell suggests homeowners consider insurance options. Minister of Social Service Frankie Campbell yesterday assured that families recently impacted by Sunday's fire on Jenny Street are being assisted by his ministry. On Sunday, a massive fire ripped through 10 structures on Jenny Street, leaving several families displaced. Speaking to reporters outside Cabinet about the devastation, Campbell said the Department of Social Services responded immediately, aiding a number of people impacted by temporary housing the following day. He said Urban Renewal and Social Services conducted a walkabout of the Jenny Street scene, and at least 13 people thus far have been assisted. He urged those residents impacted by the blaze to go to the fire department and indicate everything that they lost so a fire report could be expedited. As for any long-term assistance for the displaced families, Campbell noted that the government will do what it can in terms of emergencies. The government doesn't own the structures, he says. We acknowledge that there is a limit to the assistance, and so the assistance is emergency. The assistance is immediate and short-term, he explained. Police also reported a fire that occurred on 7 Terrace Fritz Lane around 3 a.m. yesterday, which impacted three families and destroyed four businesses and a church. A burnt and unrecognized body was found in the ashes of the blaze. And so you hear the minister. Sounds like two completely different social service policy positions, if you ask me. One sounds like, okay, you know, a disaster has happened. It was man-made. It was God-made. I don't really know. I don't know if it was BEC that caused the fire. I don't really know. But whatever caused the situation, there doesn't seem to be a linear social service policy to trigger how social service assistance is rendered, the extent to which it is rendered, to whom it is rendered, and to what magnitude it ought to be rendered. And so the minister kind of sounds double-tongued, if you ask me. Anyhow, 323-623-2352-5436-325-4259. It's an open line. Again, please don't take me down the rabbit hole of crazy this morning. Leave your pom-poms. I don't need to know that one day the great PLP will come and rescue us, and we don't need to talk about quantum physics this morning. So you can give me a call. 422-4796 is how you can text me. I have a text right here that says, good morning, what's your number? I just gave them to you. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. Let's take the call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, you there? Not there. This here says, bro, we are an unreasonable electorate. The PLP in the last administration did all manner of foolish. Whether or not we wanted to shut the country, COVID would have done it for us if we didn't. A part of the clamor we are hearing is all based on political cronies clamoring loud based on their expectations for contracts. Many PLPs are drooling as they perceive they will be the government, or they will be returned to government to the days of the All For Me Baby. The government is doing what it needs to do relative to shanty towns. People like Mr. Davis should be ashamed of themselves. If you build illegally, why is it the government's responsibility to find you a place to live? Well, I think the last piece is a bit, you find yourself in what is called a kerfuffle, right? The government had a responsibility to not let these people build these houses. The government know that people was in Abaco and that there was no houses. Maslow, in his very wonderful hierarchy of needs, describes physiological needs of an animal to be primeval. It means it is the thing that animals retreat to instinctively. It requires no effort, and they do it because they're animals, right? And you will know that that is the need for food. Immediately after is the need for shelter, and very closely behind that is the need for procreation, right? Which is why I don't understand why sex costs money. Anyway, those people had needs, right? They needed to be sheltered. You would then assume, like the soldier crab would go looking for a shell, those people went looking for a shell. It just so happens that theirs have brick and steel and mortar and timber. And so when you allow the people to build and you do nothing, you now have to approach it a bit more cautiously than had you prevented them from building at the onset. And you have now further consequences on a humanitarian level to deal with. So it's one of those very delicate things. Let's take a call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Good morning, Mr. Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we need to tell the Haitians and the Bahamians, come out the bush.
Mm-hmm.
Come out the bush. That's all. Come out the bush. Okay, who you are, we have building, we have standards, I would say. Standards of how you build mm-hmm. and how you live.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mr. Davis is being disingenuous. You should tell the people that follow the court order. Do not build. The government cannot destroy. Now, if we let them build, they'll be too big to tear down.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody adheres to the law.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot, the court say you must not rebuild, or we cannot rebuild. Stop as is. So, you need to be general. Tell everybody, adhere to the law. Don't rebuild. Government don't tear down. And the government have a photo after the storm. To show the judge, these structures were torn down. And let's get back to Jenny Street, right?
Mm-hmm.
If Bahamians would learn to follow the law of boundary, do not put your alley in the back of the yard close to the other people's bench. Everybody's building on the ground by the lot, right? There's a law. Your structure must be 7 feet at least from the boundary.
Mm-hmm.
It must be at least 14 feet from each other house.
Now, how long you been living in Nassau, Robert?
All my life.
Because all of my life, the whole of Angleston has never, ever been with these. And as a matter of fact, it is, I am advised that it is because one person used to own all the land. So the boundaries are kind of awkward.
There's a plan. No. There's a whole, every lot is numbered.
Mm-hmm.
Every lot in Angleston and in Grove, there is a people let add on. There's a building code that we, even like the wall, 10 feet from every government road is government land. Mm-hmm. People put their wall right on the road. Mm-hmm. Breaking the law. Everybody, who am I breaking now? 10 feet in front of your yard is government property. Please don't put your wall 10 feet from the road.
Mm.
Right. That's the law. But we need to follow laws. Do not build your back. So to stop breaking people out, it's a wall of friends, you know. Mm-hmm. Build right back to the wall. There's a new building on Otter Street from Denny Street. That mm-hmm. didn't burn. There's a new building in the house.
Mm-hmm.
They are 7 feet from other people's structure.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to Jenny Street, look at that new building.
I will.
With this card.
All right, I'll check it out.
Follow code and law and standard, man.
All right, Robert. 323-623-22352-316-325-4259. Morning, call, Leron.
Hi, yes. Good morning, Levon. How are you, man?
I feel great.
Levon, I don't understand. Earlier, I said that the government was given a gift.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, listen. I understand that this is a decade problem that we've been having in our country.
Mm-hmm.
But this particular government has been given a gift from God.
Mm-hmm.
This government had the opportunity after Dorian to sit on Abaco and ensure for the Bahamian people. Listen to me, Levon. If they had done nothing else during the pandemic, if they had done nothing else, if they couldn't do anything, if they couldn't govern, if they couldn't do nothing, sit on Abaco, deal with our immigration problem. I mean, opportunity that no government ever had. All you had to do when God came in and cleaned the place up and ramshacked the place, all you had to do, clean it up and maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure no more building goes on. Make sure nobody... But instead, they locked the Bahamian citizens down while rich people was roaming to and fro, while illegals was coming in and out and taking people's doors and ripping the place down and taking people in and rebuilding. And they did nothing but sit there with their hands in their lap, babysitting the Bahamians by locking them down. And they sit up and drive up and down and do whatever they had to do. But only certain class of people was locked down in this country, you know. I mean, this government, I don't give me no excuses, man. For all y'all Bahamians out there who are making excuses for this government, listen, man, that's why we have what we have. Because you keep making excuses for them when they have in their power to do what is right and they refuse to do it. You refuse to allow them to hold their, you refuse to hold their feet to the fire. And that's why we hold these people's feet to the fire, because this is nonsense. This government could have controlled this. They could have maintained Abaco not being rebuilt. And then they could have just come through Nassau slowly and do what they have to do. And this problem we would have been rid of. But instead, the problem has compounded. Now we have to deal with it again.
All right, appreciate you. 323-623-22-354-316-325-4259. You know, I tell them it's kind of like an unwanted pregnancy, this situation in Abaco, you know. You knew that the sex happened, right? Like, you could have put on a condom, you didn't, right? You could have taken him on an after pill, you didn't, right? Now she's pregnant. And abortion is illegal. See where you leave yourself when you be slack? Government of the Bahamas? You could have just been a decent Church of God boy like me and say no. That's what you could have do. You could have tell the Commodore and make sure not a single hammer swing. Because since y'all like to get the Commodore to do every Jesus thing around you. I don't know, y'all must think he manufacturing people down there on that base. But it is the government's own slackness that put them where they are. Because like the caller says, I mean, I don't know if I want to say God pushed the house down, right? But for what it's worth, it was in the government. Now the government finds themselves in a humanitarian pickle where, no, we cannot permit you all to build these structures, but pushing them down puts us in a position where we now have to deal with the human element of the issue, right? And the government could have prevented this all. You could have simply put on a condom. That's what you could have do. That's what you could have do. Or when they start digging the trench to put foundations in the ground, you could have stopped them then. You didn't do that. Now these are dwelling homes in the law. That's what you get for slackness. Anyway, that's my music. I'm going to a break. Leaving Miller's here. 323. Why do I not know this number? Why is some... Can you not hear I am on air? 323-623-22-354-316-3254. I'm coming back after the break.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon.
formed against. Yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings.
The Jackie's a hard worker with a steady income, but she has a personal loan and multiple credit cards to pay off. To keep her account current, Jackie opted for a loan from Fidelity Bank to consolidate her debt into one monthly payment and earn interest on a built-in savings account. Be like Jackie. Call 356-7764 to book a complimentary financial coaching session. Fidelity also offers virtual assistance. Fidelity, we're good for you.
Self-quarantine helps to prevent the spread of COVID-19 and keeps our community safe. An individual may be asked to self-quarantine if they had close contact with a person who tested positive for COVID-19. Self-quarantine involves not leaving your home, staying at home in one room by yourself, using a separate bathroom from others in the household, avoiding contact with others, including those practicing preventative measures such as hand washing and disinfecting, monitoring for changes in your health, answering the phone when the contact tracing team calls, and following instructions given by healthcare professionals. Let's do our part to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
This message has been brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
Preparing for a hurricane can make all the difference in safeguarding the lives of family, friends, and neighbors. By knowing what action you should take, you can reduce the effects of a hurricane disaster. Get all the facts of the potential of having insurance, impact-resistant windows, home emergency power, essential supplies, and a lot more before the storm. After the storm, where to purchase building or cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, and more. The Nassau Guardians Hurricane Guide will help you make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity plus 15 commercials on Star 106 hits. Contact us today at 302-2300. That's 302-2300 or your account executive. Will you be prepared?
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure. We will be sure. Oh, glory.
Three, two, three, six, two, three, two, three, two. 5-4-3-1-6-3-2-5-4-2-5-9. See, I tell you all I know the number. 4-2-2-4-7-9-6. You can text me on that. Let's take a call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Hey, good morning, LaVon. How you doing?
Hey, Antoine.
All right, and good morning to the nation. LaVon, two issues I want to speak to.
Mm-hmm.
There are several issues, but I'll crack that up into one as it relates to what the problem the government has in Abaco, right? The rule of law dictates if anyone commits an offense or is in contravention of the laws, they ought to be taken before the courts for the courts to determine, and the courts being the only authority, the singular authority in this country, who can determine what further action should be taken. That's whether the offense is on the government side or whether it's on the private citizen side. What the government, in effect, has done is taken the law into its own hand, and it's became judge and executioner, and it has no such authority in this country because they are not above the law, okay? And finally, they want, mm-hmm, as it relates to the matter involving the Jenny Street fire in the Marathon constituency, I want to extend a huge congratulations and my biggest respect to Tommy Rami and the PLP for their donation of $10,000 yesterday,
mm-hmm,
to victims of the Jenny Street fire.
Mm-hmm.
$10,000 check, and each family was presented with their check yesterday, and Tommy Rami, our PLP candidate, along with the leader of the Progressive Liberal Party, the Honorable Philip Brave Davis, our National Party Chairman, etc., were all on hand to ensure that the love was felt and the compassion was felt.
Okay, so I don't know why we need to congratulate somebody for an act of kindness. That kind of makes it not an act of kindness anymore. If you, you know, congratulate them for it, it would have just been better, Antoine, to let the people tell us about the wonderful benevolence of the Progressive Liberal Party, because then that way it would seem like I didn't even look back. And I don't know, they've got to kind of teach you all how to not grandstand in these instances, because it really doesn't make it better, right? Like, if you had just donated the $10,000 and not talk about it, it would be so much better. You know, I think it was Princess Diana that says, carry out simple acts of kindness wherever you may go, right? And that's all you do. You don't then turn around and call the talk show and congratulate yourself or your organization for your act of kindness. Just a little lesson in humility. All right, so let's take another call. Why are people calling my text line? Do not do that. Do not call the text line. Please do not do that. The text line is 422-4796. Under no circumstance am I going to answer that. So don't call it. And they're continuing to call. All right, let's take a call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Not there. Next line. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's happening, man, Levan?
I feel good.
Yeah, this is the GNN. You take your pills this morning because I need you.
Man, I right here. I up and kicking. What we got?
Okay, good. Listen, I hear what Anton them saying, right? Mm-hmm. But for the person who ain't a critical thinker, they wouldn't look deep into this.
Mm-hmm.
They're using what Brave and them say for a brownie point. The court has already prior ruled that no new structure
should have been built. Yeah.
They have already ruled against that. So you don't need to take nobody back to court for that incident. Mm-hmm. The court has already said no more from this point on.
Yeah.
Okay? But what I really call is not to berate anybody. I'm calling the solutions.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's what we need more in this town, mm-hmm. rather than blaming one another. First solution, shut the country down for 5 years. So not shut down, but allow everything to run, but shut the borders for 5 years. 5 solid years, right? Fine. And go through the country, the entire Bahamas, with a fine-tooth comb, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All the illegals must go home. The next solution is to regulate all of the persons that we find that are Bahamians, that are outside of the law. Let's regulate them, give mm-hmm. them some kind of status or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? And all of the expats, that the 40,000 work permit, we cut that down to 10,000 because Bahamians need jobs now.
How do we make up for the shortfall in revenue?
How do we make up for the shortfall? We can put Bahamians to work.
Yeah, but that wouldn't generate new. That wouldn't generate, like, okay. So that would that though make up for the government revenue shortfall that we make from work permits?
Well, okay. Let me tell you something. Let's just say we can use you as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Your work permit costs you $1,500 for the year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all you gotta pay. But the money what you're making on your job is, let's just say, $1,000 a month,
mm-hmm.
okay? When you get paid that $1,000, you know what you do? You go to the cash and go, and you send $800 that back
mm-hmm.
where you come from.
Mm-hmm.
So the remittances outweigh the price of the work permit.
Mm-hmm.
But if Levan is a Bahamian, and Levan making $1,000 a month, I could guarantee you $950 that staying in the Bahamas.
Reasonable. Okay.
The remittances with these people sending back out of this country.
Okay.
So we cut them down, send 30,000 of them back home, and hire 30,000 Bahamians.
Okay. Sounds fair. Sounds fair.
Good.
All right.
Thanks for
so let me hold on. No, you're going too fast.
All right, go ahead.
Now, you believe this government is having a failing grade or a passing grade?
If I believe what?
You think this government?
Mm-hmm. If I get enough minutes, I could start you off with the report card, but I got for them. Oban, okay?
Yeah, you can't Google where that is.
Okay.
Google can't help you find the Oban file. Okay, Paul Roll can't find it. Google can't find it.
The hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They had to pay them I almost got this. Now, they had to pay them workers money that the people they buy the hotel from
mm-hmm.
was paying them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They buy an airport, but it's go underwater when you throw a glass on it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And man, I could go on BPL. Man, this report card so bad. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And come on, man, the post office, 12% rat. You give them a passing grade?
I just want to know. There are a group of people out there with a trend of thought that Bahamians just cannot be satisfied. You think that is the position? Do you think that position is reasonable?
Leave it on. Let me do this up here. You get to some Anton, not Anton. Somebody say it correctly. The people you see clamoring for these governments, they the set with the scarecrows off the master's table.
Mm-hmm.
The sensible people ain't gonna call and say nothing stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because we have a nation we gotta put back together.
Mm-hmm.
This nation is gone. And it's been gone a little while, and it only gonna get worse. You understand me? Listen, them fellas infiltrate all aspects of society, and they taking this nation over subtly,
mm-hmm.
without a shot being fired. Mm-hmm. I don't want to call the minister name who's talking from social services. He's mm-hmm. one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? With $2.7 billion spent, you find me the can of soda where they buy.
Mm. All right. Appreciate your call, buddy. I'm going to burn all your minutes.
Well, that's true, too. Okay, I forget about that.
Right. Thank you. Text right here says, hey, it's amazing. Texter earlier talked about Mr. Davis should be ashamed to talk about the Haitian issue. And what about Mr. Minnis during his government campaigning while in Abaco, going into the same villages and lying to the people about giving them land? I don't know. I don't exactly remember it being exactly like that, but I think I know what you're talking about. Good morning, Mr. Miller. From 1982, when I was first eligible to vote, I voted for the FNM, except for the one time I voted for the DNA, two elections ago. But thus, this time around, I would not vote for Minnis or the Minnis-led FNM again. He is simply incompetent. Okay. Good day. When you report these people for not following building codes, the folks from town plan and visit... you have to text me in English. Visit. I don't know. It's very unprofessional crew down there. They'll cause your death. It's sad. Okay. Mr. Miller, why is the media covering up for the DPM, who during a media interview made such distasteful and disrespectful remarks about another country? And I want to say that. Desmond Bannister, I don't know where you've been to learn decorum and deportment, but you cannot use nationalities and countries as an adjective. It is distasteful. What do you mean if you want to look like Haiti? You can't say that. You understand what I'm saying? Even if you mean it, that's not what you can say. It's kind of like people that say ridiculously stupid things like, man, you look like a Haitian, eh? What does that mean, stupid human? You don't say, boy, you look like a European, eh? You don't ever say that. It's self-loathing. That's what it is. It is black people with hate for black people. Let's take a call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Morning. How you doing?
I feel okay.
Wonderful. The minister said that Bannister. I wonder when you just generalize Haiti.
You just cannot say that.
All of Haiti doesn't look the same.
Right, right. So but it's terrible to say.
Haiti? It was like a political fluff talk. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was so distasteful.
It goes against decency for sure.
Right. Okay. My comment today is mm-hmm. that, you know, when you made a comment after Anton,
mm-hmm.
I reflected back when persons call in and they even congratulate the government for something they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I sort of wonder with your comment. You know, because people normally do that, congratulate if they see something is, you know, good that is being done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I personally didn't see anything wrong with what Anton
said. Let me tell you that.
Like I said, and I'll reiterate, people congratulate the government.
No, I get you. I appreciate that. Let me tell you my difficulty with it so I could help you.
I thought it strange to make that kind of comment.
My difficulty is this. Anton is a known public self-proclaimed PLP, which means this is his bunch of people. These are your friends.
Mm-hmm.
It would be perfect if me, Juan McCartney, Dwight Strawn, anybody with a platform had said, man, I saw the PLP went down to Jenny Street. Praise the Lord, the PLP has come to the rescue of the people. Mm-hmm. That would be, but I think the Bible warns of it. It's called haughtiness, I think it's called.
But I noticed some self-proclaimed, when you observe persons who even called in, you know who they support,
mm-hmm.
and they constantly congratulate the government as well.
No, and I think
but
in those,
Anton, it seems like it's just
no. In those instances, like, you cannot. Do you know the story of the Sadducee,
mm-hmm.
the to the sanctuary, and he says, "Look at me, God, I am a Sadducee. I'm well polished, this, that, and this thing, the next thing, blah, blah, blah. And they said the Lord didn't accept his sacrifice. It's because if you do it, right, you ought to just do it and walk away. And yeah, hopefully people will see your works.
I understand that, but it's still good if you can highlight what a person is doing. Sometimes it's still good. Just like I will reiterate again, persons will congratulate the government for doing things what a government supposed to do.
Okay. I agree. Let's take another call. Come on, caller. You're on. Caller, you there?
Hey, Levan. How you doing?
Good morning, feel good.
Brother.
Morning.
Listen, Levan, I only call in just to say congratulations to and how much I appreciate the call from the one of the previous caller who called in with solutions to a lot of, to the myriad of, or some of the myriad of issues that we have here that should be addressed. It is so good to see that there are persons out there who are thinking nationally and not party politics and not personalities, but country. And if more of us would be online in a lot of these chat groups and a lot of these talk shows would focus more on country instead of parties and personalities, perhaps we can begin to correct some of the issues that we are having in this country. So I just wanted to thank him personally for the contribution that he made this morning. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Levan.
All right, thank you. Yes, Anton, I do realize that it was carried on the news stories. Yes, I do realize that it was published and that it was carried on Facebook. I realize all these things. I'm not a hermit. I'm actually paid to pay attention to what's happening, right? So, yes, I am very aware. Again, though, it is the haughty arrogance of congratulating your for doing something good. You ought to simply do it and walk off. And then you let people like me come and say, oh, my God, Anton, them over there doing wonderful things. Look at, are they just not majestic in their benevolence? Look at them. Look at them. No one has come nigh them when it comes to benevolence. But when you do it, right, it's kind of like when your girlfriend tell you, I cook for you, and I wash for you, and I make sure your clothes is ironed. And you say to yourself, oh, Jesus, you ever give me a chance to tell you, you know? My God, man, I got to hear you say it all the time. It's the same thing, Anton. I got time for one more. Let's take one more. Good morning, caller. You're on. Not there. Next one. Good morning, caller. You're on. Not there. Next one. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Mr. Miller.
Hey.
You want to accept my call this morning? What? I don't take loans now.
Okay. Well, then I don't really know what that's about. I don't know what that's about. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, there?
Yes, how you doing?
I feel great.
Good.
Good morning.
What's happening?
Hey.
Don't listen to them pundits, yeah? That woman is a pundit. We know that. They
I love you people.
This last 11 months, uh-huh. You're taking no foolishness from no side no more.
Oh, my goodness.
Straighten this country out.
Uh-huh. All right. Thank you very much. Let me knock on a couple of these text messages. It's amazing how the PLP puppets can pat themselves on the shoulder and make it about them by donating $10,000 on helping persons in need. Why should they publicize it? I'm not saying not to publicize it. We live in a world where if it didn't happen in social media, it didn't happen. I am saying, though, that you can't say, I want to congratulate the Lisa Ramming and the leadership, Mr. Philip Rafe Davis of the PLP, for going down there and helping those. You can't do that because it's nonsense. Right? And people start to say, well, Jesus Christ, you can let the people congratulate or thank you for what it is that you've done. People like me should congratulate you. You can't congratulate yourself. And because you are in the belly of the organization, self-proclaimed, that kind of makes it silly. Mr. Miller, please familiarize yourself with our immigration law before opening your mouth for discussion. It appears you prove ignorance is bliss. Wow, would you look at that. A person holding two passports ought never sit in our parliament. C. Sinclair Oton, well, he doesn't have two passports. The bard came in the parliament and declared that he only has a Bahamian passport. What are you talking about? And the next time you hurl insults at me, right, you ought not yourself find yourself in the abyss that is ignorance. Because you need rescuing from there. We all need rescuing from there. For if we were not all ignorant to something, we would be omniscient. And to be omniscient would make me a god. So I don't have a problem with being ignorant. What I have a problem with is when the ignorance decides that it is going to come and be glorified ignorance in an attempt to say or prove that I am ignorant. Oh, omniscient one, please forgive me. Anyway, that's my time. It's Stephen Miller. That's who it is. I've been unleashed on your radio, but this is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. The station for fresh news and smart talk. Don't move. They've got the news. It's now.